Don't drink and drive, the police campaigns tell us every Christmas, but obviously good advice for any time of year. Many years ago, when I had not long passed my driving test, I was the first one at the scene of a road accident. After making sure the emergency services were on their way, immediate crucial actions were down to me. There was a female motorcyclist who seemed very calm and sensible. She was walking around with what appeared to be only minor injuries, despite her machine being a crumpled mess in the middle of the road. The three people from the first car were outside their vehicle and also walking around dazed and confused. However, the second car had been thrust, passenger side, tight up against a wall. I noticed a solitary driver through the windscreen beckoning furiously, and there was a smell of petrol. I think I acted fairly promptly, but to me my brain seemed to sink into slow motion mode as I noticed liquid dripping from the vehicle and trickling across the road. I then gazed across to the badly damaged driver's door, and again at the trapped man, still beckoning furiously. Luckily, I had a toolkit in my car that included a small wrecking bar. I ran to get it in blind panic, desperate to free the man. I was oblivious to others as my mind focused on attacking the driver's door near the lock to prise the metal apart. Then a hand appeared in my field of vision and calmly gestured to the occupant to unlock his door. The driver, although injured, managed to flip up the internal lock lever. The car door swung open. "It was only locked," remarked the fireman, as we made way for the paramedics who had just arrived. Afterwards I felt such a fool, but I suppose I could be forgiven as a then-untrained person making a spur-of-the-moment decision when faced with an emergency situation. It is indeed a sobering fact that spur-of-the-moment decisions are required every few minutes when actually driving, let alone when faced with an accident. Even when totally sober, decisions can still occasionally be the wrong ones. But surely, only an irresponsible fool would decrease the odds of making correct driving decisions by allowing their brains to be clouded, marred, or slowed by alcohol. Driving motor vehicles in our hectic, crowded 21st century environment requires full, sober concentration.